So appropriate that the stage is cleared here for Tiger. Can he do it again? Well, this would be another great example of why Tiger is Tiger.
Wanted to talk about songs where the remix is better than the original, you know?
Always.
But there is a song I thought of that the original is better than any remix, and it's What's Poppin' by Jack Harlow. In my opinion, okay. There's a million remixes, but I really like the original. The original one is really good.
I think I agree with you, yeah. I mean, I do like the original of that.
But there's like 10 people that hopped on different remixes of that song, you know? Like,
yeah, they had
we didn't
that,
need that.
That show was in Call of Duty. Remember that during COVID?
Yeah. The original slaps.
Yeah.
Didn't need a feature. Thought Tiana had like a million people on it.
Yeah, I mean, talk about a song that like you would love to like jump on the beat and just like give it your all. Like that's like, I feel like What's Poppin' is a pretty good choice.
Yeah, I mean.
It's got like that like high intensity, like fast paced lyric, like spirit to the song, which I think that most rappers would be like, ooh, I want to do damage on this.
Yeah.
I think the Lil Wayne remix to that one's pretty good.
Can't recall.
I think it's more, I know what you're talking about. I think it was more just like, oh, it's like, it's Wayne. And like, that's like a perfect like rhythm for Wayne too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Wayne, remember for 10 years or so, when you heard Wayne on the remix, you heard like the lighter spark up. You knew it was going to be a slapper.
We're all watching this YouTube video, and I don't even know who this guy is, but he's just holding up this big old floppy fish. Something about that just does not look appetizing.
He does not need to be wearing a bandana.
Oh, is this
a
video
ad?
Game promotion, yeah. It's Fishing Clash promotion that he's doing.
Clash of Fishing Clans?
Yeah.
There's no way that game is fun.
There's zero chance that game is fun.
It looks so bad.
He bought a legit fish to put this out there. I don't even play this shit at the arcade. Why would I play it on my phone?
But yeah, the one where you're like, eh?
Yeah.
What are your favorite arcade games?
Low key, I like the Time Crisis games.
Dude, I'm obsessed with Time Crisis.
Those are fun.
I love Time Crisis.
Those and like the Need for Speed, like racing ones.
Yeah, no, any of the racing ones are always good when you got a squad with you.
Yeah,
that's
and you
fun.
Got, and you can compete together, because I would rather do that over like a Mario Kart.
Yeah.
And I feel like Mario Kart, I say that because I think Mario Kart is just like more popular, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got four people all lined up like on the same race. Yeah. That's fun. All
right, bitch, yeah. I got you.
Yeah. I will say though, I did, when we were in Japan and we were hanging out with Mark and Elfie, we all four played Mario Kart together in a Japanese arcade, and that was really lit. That was fun.
I just don't love Mario Kart, if I'm being honest.
Really? You've never been a Mario Kart guy? Not even a little?
I get it. I think it's annoying. That game bothers me.
That game... I would call this in the freezing cold take realm a little bit.
It's so frustrating because, like, obviously all the good drops go to the people in the back. And if you're in the front, you get nothing. So, like, the swing of people in the back shooting way up in the front is, like, very obvious.
Yeah, I mean, I think in older iterations of that game, it was, like, probably a little too amplified, but I will say that the newer generations of Mario Kart, it's more skill-based. Like, the whole being able to, like, drift and speed boost and stuff like that, I think it adds a layer of skill that otherwise, you like, the advantage from items isn't as glaring as it used to be in the older generations.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's more of a Gran Turismo.
You're like a Need for Speed, Gran Turismo. Yeah, you are.
A little more realistic.
You want to like customize your cars, decals, and all this.
Yeah, that's definitely Need for Speed.
Skirts and do all that stuff.
They brought the new Forza to PlayStation.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. I was shocked to see that. I remember that was always an exclusive Microsoft.
To Xbox. Yeah. Yeah. Forza's sick. Forza was cool because they had like Forza, which is like the serious one, and then they had Forza Horizon, which was like much more Need for Speed, cartoony, mess around. That shit was fun.
I had a Need for Speed game a while ago that you can like legitimately customize the car, like lower it, suspension, wheel, like you can do everything like in real life. I was like, damn, this is kind of sick.
It's fun.
That is kind of sick.
And then you want to get your car and try doing things you can't afford. And you still realize how slow that shit is. And you're like, all right, fuck this.
It's not the car, it's the driver.
Nah, it's definitely the car.
Any other remixes come to mind? Stand out?
Remixes?
Remix.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm so
bad. I mean,
I'm
sure there's like a bunch, but...
Remix, baby. Remix. Sometimes you forget that songs are a remix. Like, I'm a Flirt featuring T.I. and T-Pain.
That song is a remix?
Says that's a remix, yeah. It's the remix to Ignition.
Hot and Fresh Out the Kitchen.
Dude, I love that song, I'm a Flirt. That's such a banger.
It sucks that he's so grimy. But yeah, he's got some good music. It sucks.
Ain't that
the truth. He's such a creeper.
Isn't that the truth?
But damn, some of those songs fucking slap. Same thing with Michael Jackson. Like, he's a creeper, but... He got some hits, alright?
Yeah, he sure do.
Got some hits. Is that a tomato sandwich?
Dude,
I don't like beets.
Where is the protein, man? Come on.
It's probably...
They're Indian. They don't eat a ton of protein. A lot of vegans there.
No, I know. It just drives me crazy. I noticed that I get really, really frustrated when I dine at restaurants and I feel like that I didn't get enough protein, especially if it was expensive. That will just irk me. Do not like that.
Yeah, if it's more of an appetizer or whatever, but yeah, if the entree is skimping, yeah, it does feel like you're getting ripped off.
Well, do I remember like towards the tail end of COVID when I started working at the hotel for valet, I'd have to sit in on those meetings where they talk about like the events coming up and like the food orders and like when the product is going to come in. And they're like, oh, we can't get that. They'll talk about some meat like we can't get that. And it's like, well, what do you mean? The people for this wedding paid for that. Well, we can do this for a substitute.
Like you're saying that the vendor.
So they, we couldn't acquire like certain meats because it was just in high demand and it was, wouldn't be here in time for the event. So they're like, oh, we can do this for a substitute, but the people are still paying the premium pricing for.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, let's during like the taste testing, like, let's see if we can. Pass.
It's like they gotta try and fucking like contact the people having the wedding to like see if they can come in for another test to see if they like
entree. If they would like realize, like notice it, or yeah, like if they like that better. And then I'm just like, dude, that fucking sucks.
Dude, that is just so shady. Yeah. I would hate
well,
that.
Well, don't tell people you can do something and then...
Well, I don't think the event planners knew until they talked to the people that do the ordering, because this guy was like, we can't get that.
Then you can't offer it to people.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
I mean, I'm sure it was just like a little crazy just because of COVID, but I mean, it is just so disappointing. Yeah. Just,
but it's just crazy how like...
I mean, it's just... I mean, especially because it's like, that's a company that you're working with and like, you know, they know what you use.
Yeah.
And for them to just be like, ah, oh, like we can't get it. It's like, no, dude, like... You go out and you find somebody to source it for us. Like, that's what we pay you to do.
Yeah, I think that's what they ended up doing. They had to, like, go out to, like, the local either grocery stores or other places.
God.
They'd be like, hey, can we mooch a few pounds off of you?
We try to express this to the company that we represent, me and my father. It's like, we try to tell them that, like, man, like... You know, if there's one thing that customers hate, it's like they want to see your items in stock year round, or at least like the major movers. Like, don't do this where it's like, oh, like, you know, we're harvesting a lot of this, so we're going to send a lot of this because we make more money. But then, like, you don't have, like, the main popular sizes in stock, because then it's like you lose that rhythm, that business of, like, oh, like, they know every week that you're going to have it. Your price is good. The quality is good. It's like you lose that rhythm, and it is so frustrating. Oh, my God.
You never want to tell a customer, like, oh, we don't have that right now.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, all right, one time, and then it's like if it becomes a pattern, like, you could lose a customer for sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely. They're going to have to source it from somewhere else. Yeah. I mean, you know, if their job as a distribution company is, like, they need to have even more items, it's like they need to make sure that they have it.
But to be fair, that guy that you're talking about, whoever procures it or whatever, whoever he buys it from should have told him ASAP, like, yo, we are out.
Yeah.
Like, ASAP, you're supposed to be like, yo, we got no fucking inventory.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was, like, the first time I met this guy, because I think they had just hired him, and he legit was like, yeah, the last place I worked, we couldn't get this for a while. And then it's like, oh. But.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Was it, do you remember if it was, like, some rare cut of meat, or, like, what it was that the guest requested?
It might have been, like, a fish.
It was a fish?
Something like that, that they couldn't get it.
Was it an Alaskan bullworm?
Well, it might have been
a sperm whale.
Maybe it was like a seasonal fish or something like that.
Something like that, where I think they had like one left, and like they couldn't get it like anymore.
It was like a koi fish.
So, I don't know. Maybe a goldfish or something.
Cuttlefish. Cuttlefish.
I'm sure you can eat a goldfish.
Oh, Kyle, I forgot what. Kyle, it was. What should I eat? The cuttlefish or the yogurt?
Vanilla paste.
Vanilla paste. Cuttlefish?
Cuttlefish? Okay. Human Sentai Pad? That's such a good episode.
Oh, God.
Carmen, why don't we get you the Toshiba ThinkPad instead? Well, man, why don't you just take me to dinner before you fuck me? Should at least wine and dine me if you're going to fuck me.
That's funny. But no, it does suck going to restaurants and you're like, really craving something on the menu, and you see, and it's like out, and it's like, are you fucking serious? Like,
I mean, it's probably a good dish, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to mention that in Peru they eat guinea pigs.
Yeah.
Didn't know.
In some places in Asia they eat. Insert animal.
Use your imagination.
Monkeys and shit. Hey, you gotta eat what you gotta eat. Would you eat a kangaroo?
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
No.
What is there, like?
No kangaroo jack?
No. If it's not like normal food that we eat now, like chicken, beef.
Horse?
Yeah, just go to IKEA.
I mean, I'm definitely always curious about any like animals that are like very lean and like eat healthy, or just like mainly like a vegetable diet, I guess.
Because
I always like think like,
would you eat a rabbit?
Maybe.
People eat rabbits, I think.
People eat staves.
For me, it's just like all about how it's prepared too. It's like, especially if I'm trying like a new animal, like I would prefer to try it in like a chef or like a real restaurant prepare it for me, rather than like, oh, I'm just gonna procure this and try it out from a grocery store or something like that, you know? Because then I'm always like, I'm just gonna fuck this up, or I don't know how to prepare this because I've never used it or ate this before. So, I mean, I'd be open to it. I'm not saying I would. I'm a chicken.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm trying to think of some exotic shit that people eat.
It's insane. Like going to certain grocery stores and you walk past like
obviously
the
bugs.
Well, what about like, I always think of like, well, what about like whale? Like, because isn't that like a thing with like Asian culture?
In Alaska and stuff like that, they definitely eat whales and shit like that.
Yeah.
Whale sharks.
They're allowed to, I think. They have like an exclusion because they're native.
Mm.
But whales are super fatty, like insanely fatty.
Yeah. Oh, there's your fly, James.
And they don't exactly have like spices in Alaska, so I don't know what the fuck they're seeing.
I'm sure they could get some spices. Over
I'm just saying, historically, they probably didn't have it.
Yeah.
So like, they grew up not eating it covered in salt and pepper and a bunch of other spices, you know?
Yeah. Did you know, and I don't know why, just like a random reel that's I was watching.
Yeah.
Did you know that the highway systems in America were, they were just made, they were built in like 1940?
Yeah, post-World War II.
Isn't that crazy? Doesn't that seem like...
They made it four?
Doesn't that seem like not that long ago?
It was like, no.
Like, they're like, those are pretty new thing.
They made a transport between, I think, bases.
No, but a lot of that, though, was highway that was just converted into the 5 and the 10 and the... Does that make sense?
Yeah.
There were already roads. It's just like, all right, we're going to make it a 6-lane highway or whatever. But yeah, it was post... I think it was post-World War II.
That shit's insane.
That's one thing we did pretty well was a highway system.
Now look at us. Now it takes us fucking 10 years to finish an off-ramp.
That's Caltrans, bro.
I was about to
say. California.
It's like, I've already bitched about this on the pod about just like how to make one, to expand the highway one lane. It's like, oh, 2035. But it's like, I'll build a fucking NFL stadium. It's like 6 months later, that bitch is up.
Yeah. And one's private and one's,
government efficiency.
I mean, they've proven that widening freeways doesn't even like really
help. Doesn't do jack shit, but it caused more congestion.
No, it caused congestion for 5 years, so that it opens up and it's like 2% more efficient than it was. It's like,
oh, is there like data or statistics that support that?
There are, that typically just like you increase more lanes, you think that more people, that it would flow faster, but what happens is more people end up taking that route because they think it's going to be faster. Mm-hmm. So then you just end up like in the same exact spot.
Hmm.
Well, I don't like how they did the 405 carpool lane like exclusively fast track now.
I don't even notice that.
Like if you go past the 55, right past 55, it turns into fast track.
Makes sense. I mean, they definitely did that on the 91.
Yeah.
It fucking sucks.
Yeah, I was about to say, the 405 probably makes an absolute bag now.
That shit sucks.
You're saying the HOV is only fast track?
Yeah, it kicks in the fast track right there. Just like the 91.
I will say, like, it definitely makes a difference. Like, if you end up getting stuck, and if you don't have that, you're like, oh, man, like, if I had that, I would have saved so much time.
And it's not like you got to use it every time, but there's times where you're like, fuck, I want to use it now.
Yeah.
Trying to get home or traffic's looking insane. You're like, fuck this.
Dude, I remember John telling me, because he used to have to commute out there on the 91 for like when he was doing the academy. And
91's a shit show.
But he was saying that he had to get fast track or just like whatever. It was going to save him so much time that it made sense.
Yeah.
And like his parents were helping him because it's like obviously he's not getting paid anything really to go to the academy. And he was like his fast track bill every month was like $250.
It's not that bad, actually. All right.
And I was like, damn.
Hard to put a price on convenience, but it's $250, I guess.
I know, right? It's like, dude, I know how I am, too. My ass is always like, dude, I say fucking 5 minutes, I'll pay money. Like, I just hate...
5 minutes?
Yeah.
I'm not paying $10 to save
you wouldn't
5 minutes.
You wouldn't save...
Yeah. There's definitely a cost-benefit analysis there, but that is not the crossover for me.
I do like how when you take the 10... east, I guess that carpool lane is like only carpool during certain times of the day, so I kind of like that.
A lot of that shit, like the old freeway system, like, you know, 10 20 30 40, is all like two lane though. It's all like,
yeah,
the bulk of it is two lanes, and it's trucks passing each other that fuck everything up. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
The magic conch.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Magic conch.
What do the fellas got going on this weekend?
Not much.
Because you both were busy last weekend, huh? Ain't nobody want to go with me no more.
I didn't say I was busy. I said I didn't want to go. To be 100% honest with you. I won't lie to you.
You keep it a bug with me.
Yeah. I know it was Easter Sunday.
It was.
Yeah. Did you go play?
I did. I did go play.
At Cross Creek?
I did, yes. Nice. That course is a lot harder than I remembered.
I remember. It's tough.
Yeah. I played from the blues because this guy I played with had like an all-time worst fit I've ever seen.
Did you get a picture?
I did.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, and I never do this stuff. Like, I never take
What'd
random...
What'd you say? Can I have a picture? Or did
no,
you like
I just
sneak
fucking
it?
Snuck it. Yeah, because I ain't got fucking the balls to do something like that. But
what
like
the...
this guy, like...
That's a praying mantis.
Of the sea.
You can't eat that. That's an alien.
That does look like a predator.
Sir,
right there.
Sir, don't eat that.
What?
Did you say flick the bottom? Ugh. Please don't eat that.
We
it's sea scum. Ain't nobody supposed to be eating that. Oh, those are...
Hey.
What are those called again?
Oh, no. The whale dicks or whatever?
I don't think they're called whale dicks.
I don't think they're called whale dicks either, but that's what the fuck they look like.
Geoducks.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, I just heard... Oh! I told you that shit. That shit
whoa,
squirts. That shit
dude.
Squirts out.
Hey! Whoa!
My bro's stroking.
Oh my goodness!
He's stimulating the dam.
That is just
that's out of pocket.
That is foul.
That is
look
absolutely out of pocket.
Look at that.
So I do
bro
have
gave
to,
it the.
I do have to tell you about this guy.
That's 3 pounds of meat right there. All right, sorry.
Did he say it was $173 or $1.73?
I don't know.
$1.73 Anyways, and probably $1.73, but this guy, because I want to describe to you the fit and then I'll show you, because I only have a photo of the back.
I just picture cold cuts
of him, not like the front of him, but like you can basically get an idea. This guy was wearing, he's like white guy, like 60-65. This guy is wearing a camo black, it's like camo green, like trucker hat.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, brother.
And he's wearing a moss, like a moss green colored floral shirt. And he has that tucked in to joggers that are, they're like block colored joggers. So the colors are like navy and like tan, and I think there's like another third color, but they're like blocky.
They built basics.
I don't know what the fuck they were, but then and then he had like some like tan or khaki shoes.
Sounds like bro's getting deployed.
That
sounds like dude's
that,
gonna do a tour.
That did not look like golf shoes. Like they were not golf shoes. They're just like they look like sneakers. But I was like, what the fuck is this guy wearing? Like. All right, so let me pull up the picture and the fellas can react. Don't be doing all this left right scrolling around, okay?
Damn. I think you should just send it to us so we don't.
Yeah,
scroll
I guess that makes
where's
sense.
Your phone case? You get a new phone?
No, I didn't. I just took it off recently. My phone, I've noticed, has been overheating a lot, so I feel like without it, it's
cooler.
Just like less hot. But honestly, it hasn't made a difference. I'll probably have to put it back on.
Hmm. Usually right. A battery thing.
Yeah.
You think so? It's like when their phone overheats?
All-time gas fit.
Just literally the fucking worst outfit I've ever seen from a guy.
It's tough look.
And peep the fucking cigar he had in the right hand. Oh my god, I wish I could have saw it from the front, but this guy just looks so derpy, like... I'm like, brother, like, you just look like you didn't even look. Like, you didn't even try.
It looks like he went in his closet and was like, shirt, pants, hat, shoes, and then just put it on.
Yeah.
You know, like, when a little kid's like, I'm going to dress myself? I'm sure you know. And they put together a fit where you're like...
Okay.
All right, dude.
You sure about that?
Hey,
why does he keep doing that? I don't understand.
All shriveled up now.
Do you guys hear who died yesterday?
Somebody
Pope?
Died yesterday?
Yeah,
the Pope. Dude, I know. My grandmother is probably really upset. I should check in on her.
Pope Francis, he was 88.
Great number.
Great number.
Wow, what does 88 mean?
Oh, just...
Just a clean tight end number?
Yeah.
Receiver? Pope Francis, starting tight end for the Bengals?
For the Rippers?
For the Grippers? For the Geoducks?
For the Geoducks.
For the Saigon Geoducks.
No, you get it? For the Rippers, like RIP?
Oh. Who did we joke about last week? One of us made a joke about someone dying. $173. I swear it said $173. But maybe it's not U.S. dollars. Maybe it's...
I think he puts everything in dollars, like American dollars.
Yeah, he converts it.
$173 for this? For a pee-pee plate? Ain't no fucking way.
I eat your tacos de pito.
Taco de pito.
Hey, who did we joke about dying last week? I think it was the Pope.
No.
Because you mentioned how he was in the hospital during your trip.
Yeah, he was... Yeah.
Yeah, who were we joking about? Was it a rapper, maybe? Because we were talking about rappers?
Someone died. Yeah, I don't remember who. It made me... It reminded me, because when I saw that car on fire yesterday...
Pawn Stars.
Rick Harrison? Yeah. Well, we always joke about him being dead. That's like an ongoing meme. Chum Lee's for sure dead, though, right?
No, he's... Shut the fuck up.
Chum Lee, he's a goner.
Yeah, so what's happened with this car fire yesterday?
I saw a car on fire.
Yeah, did you look up like any news about it?
No.
No, you just saw it driving?
It was a RAV4.
RAV4.
Right, you know, right by
my money would have been on Nissan Altima, but like RAV4 is pretty... That's like Toyota, top five.
Was it a newer one? Older?
Maybe 10 years old.
Yeah, it's on its last leg.
It was right on the bridge by the... Is it Kia headquarters?
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Saw black smoke like billowing across the freeway, and I'm like, there better be a fucking car on fire. There was.
There was.
I'm Googling it now. But then I saw, like, ahead of that car was, like, six other cars. You know, people all... Oh, shit. Oh, wait.
You got a photo of this sucker?
No, I didn't.
You should hit the dash cam on your car so we can watch it.
Hey, dude, that guy's keeping me in business. Let's go.
I was in the left lane. Dude, crustaceans look like bugs, bro. It's fucking nasty.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think that's just a black tiger. Black tiger shrimp. I don't know what that is. Checks out. Mia's watching this food show with us, and she's fascinated by the seafood that's been presented. The claws on that thing are absolutely massive. Dude, imagine the guy's job, whose job it is to tie up the claws of these crustaceans. Like, dude, could you imagine if you fuck up? Like, that thing would probably fucking hurt.
Could take your finger off, probably.
$288.
Well, dude, you see how big that piece of crab is? Like, I'm sure there's a lot of meat in there.
Yeah.
Can't find anything on the news.
I'm sure they're okay.
I did try and see if there was a body in the car, honestly. Did not see one.
I've definitely, like, seen a car pull over and then, like, start to get engulfed in flames, and I pulled over. Like, I don't have anything, so I just kept going.
What do you mean you don't have anything?
I don't have a fire extinguisher to help. Oh.
Did they get out of the car?
They got out.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I think you owe them to pull them out, but you don't have to put out the fire.
Pull out the phone. World Star!
Oh, shit! Hey, yo, you're on fire!
Hey, brother, get out of there!
Hey, yo, I'm live! That's crazy.
Remember that meme I sent the crew? Of the some guy was wrecked on the side of the highway, and he just starts recording. He pulls up to him. He's like, "Hey, yo!" And he's like, "You know, you can't park there."
Those are the best.
It's always a classic. Can't park there. I know I can't park here.
Then fucking move. I can't. I know.
Was it on the 5?
Yeah, 5 South. couldn't find anything.
Damn.
Yeah, that guy's fit is F minus.
He was golfing with his wife, and this guy was like adamant that he play the blue tees. And after playing with him, I was like, this guy had absolutely no business playing the blue tees.
What'd he shoot?
I mean, we didn't talk about our scores, but I mean, I can just...
visually, if you had to guess.
Oh, I mean, it was over 100.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, easily over 100.
Hey, play the whites, dog.
I don't know why. To me, because he was like, oh, what do you want to play? And I was like, honestly, like, I'm good with whites or blues. Like, I'm pretty flexible. Like, I just told him, I was like, I'd rather just, like, play the tees that you play so we're not constantly going back and forth, especially because we're playing with a girl, so you already know that you're going to play two tee boxes, and that's already annoying.
Yeah. Fucking women, dude.
Yeah, what the fuck?
So, but yeah, this guy, I mean, it was just like annoying because there's a lot of forced carries there, and he just like couldn't, like, a lot of times he just like, I mean, multiple tee balls on, you know, off the tee box just to get in play, and you're just like, fuck, man, that's a waste of time.
You know, he told his boys he shot an 82.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he shot an 82. From the blacks.
This car?
I don't think it was blue. Where'd you get that?
Well, I got a video on Reddit. Look, car on,
from when?
On the side of freeway.
When was this posted? 2022?
No, that was
8 months
ago.
This was 24 hours ago. I had something written down here.
The rappers' names?
We're not there yet.
Okay.
Damn, what the fuck did I write down? You guys ever lost your wallet?
I lost it in Mexico at the hotel one time.
Like, you lost it forever?
No, not like that. No. That's actually one time I did lose my wallet forever, and I'll tell you what happened. I was coming back from Big Bear, and I pulled over to go take a piss in the woods because I had to pee, like, really fucking bad. And, of course, like, there was just, like, there's, like, insane traffic all over town because everyone's leaving the mountain to come back, you know, from Bear for the weekend. And I remember just pulling over somewhere and, like, just, like, hiking up somewhere in the woods and took a piss, came back down. We kept driving. And I noticed that when I got back to the car, maybe like 5-10 minutes later, I noticed that I didn't have my wallet on me because I was wearing joggers. And when I was like jumping in I was like jumping on the snow to like get up the mountain to find an area to pee. It literally just fell out of my back pocket. I mean, I knew I was like, oh, it's literally at this piss spot, wherever it was. So that time I definitely lost my wallet.
Fuck.
And that shit was gone. That sucked. I mean, there's like literally nothing I can do about it. It's like, dude, like, we're not gonna stop and go back up the mountain to, like, get this wallet. It's like, there wasn't that much cash in there. And it's like, whatever, dude. Like, gotta order another ID, order another, like, debit card,
credit card. It's the inconvenience, though, all that
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
Ordering all that shit.
Nah, never lost my wallet, no.
Definitely misplaced it, you know, in my house or whatever.
I've definitely misplaced it.
Yeah. One time,
it's been years.
When we checked into our hotel in Mexico, when we vacationed there like a couple years ago, I was like jumping for joy to get, like, while I was there, and it fell out of my back pocket again. And then I got to my room, and we had to call them, and they like had found it. And I was like, yay!
I think you need a chain wallet, dude.
Nah,
a Velcro chain
from the 2000s.
Yeah, that's what you need. Quit jumping around.
I know. It's always when I'm jumping around for joy for some reason.
Did you hear about the new tariff?
This is a D's Nuts joke? Oh, wait. Hold on.
You want to figure
it out? No, let's go. Let's rewind 30 seconds. Ask me the same question.
You guys hear about that new tariff?
No, what tariff?
Yeah, I'm afraid my wiener's going to tear if I don't stop tugging it.
That's good. That's Shit. A good one.
That's a joke for
it's
you.
Topical.
Brother.
If you could have dinner with three dead people, Who are the dead people you would choose?
Adolf Hitler.
If you think he's dead, he's definitely dead.
They said, I saw something that said he like didn't actually die where they said he died. That he like went to South America.
A lot of Nazis did go to South America. Yeah. You know why?
Why?
What I figured out. It was the Pope at the time was a Nazi sympathizer. So he would help them get fake visas. Mm. And the only places that wouldn't extradite to Germany was South America. So Argentina and Venezuela is where a lot of them went. Crazy, huh?
Yeah. Wild.
Three dead people to have dinner with?
Yeah.
The Pope.
The dead one?
Which one?
Dude, when I went to... They have some of the Pope's bodies in at St. Peter's Basilica that I went to. And they have them, like, exposed. Like, hundreds of years ago.
Like, mummified?
And I was like, you know, the guide is telling us, like, oh, we're going to see, like, this guy's corpse. And I was like, no way you get to actually see it? And he's like, well, he's completely dressed and his hands and face is covered. I'm like...
So it's not fucking him.
Yeah, basically.
That's ridiculous.
You can't see a goddamn thing. I'm trying to see a fucking fucked up guy, dude. Is that a whole flounder or whatever the fuck that is?
Yeah, I mean, that's an expensive one, too. $277 piece of fish.
For that?
Yeah. You're
crazy. I mean, it's 6 pounds, but, like, what kind of a species is that? I've never even heard. I mean, what $277, I mean.
But that's way too much money for that. The fuck out of here.
You're going to see a guy. Just not his face or his hands.
What? What's with the AI? How come I feel like I can always tell if it's AI?
That shit's hilarious.
I will say that dish does look very good. But back to your question, though.
Three Rob, dead people.
I'll let you take lead on this.
I can't. This is a tough one.
You want me to start off with one, maybe?
Yeah, let's hear yours.
I want to pick George Washington.
Okay. Best ever do it?
Yeah, best ever do it.
One of the greatest
best
of all
time.
Best
president of all time.
Number one. One of them.
You know what? I'm starting to think now, because I got this question from watching a video. That's a whole ass, what, lobster head or whatever the fuck?
Yeah.
Damn. That was good. It's a bug. This guy said, you know, you'd want to talk to people who either like don't have any recordings of them talking or even written down. So mm-hmm. One guy was like, it was either Aristotle or Socrates, because they never actually wrote anything down. It was other people writing stuff down for him without him asking for it. So I thought that'd be a pretty good one. A philosopher. I think, here's the thing though, I want to say you have dinner with three different people. You can't have a dinner with, I was going to say Jesus Christ. I believe he was a real person. I don't really believe in God, but I believe he was a human being on planet Earth. George Washington. Still haven't decided my third, but the point being, I can't have a dinner with three people at once and have like a great conversation.
You
at
said
least
you
for
can't
me.
Have Jesus and George Washington, or you what do you want?
You can,
to,
but I'd rather have them separately. I'd rather have a dinner with Jesus so I can just talk to him
so
about
speed dating. You want to go speed
dating?
No,
but I want to go to a long dinner, honestly. Okay. Is that whipped cream?
That is. That's very interesting. I will agree with you for sure on one of the picks. I mean, I just think being from America, I think George Washington kind of has to be like almost
he's
like a
the American.
Lock.
He is.
But like, I think he's interesting for really two reasons. One, because he was like the first president of the United States. But then I also think he'd be a great person to talk to for like why like. Give me your understanding of like what's been going on in history. Like, what are you trying to accomplish here? Like, what are the problems that, you know, this country is faced with? Like, how are you dealing with, like, just to have like a really deep understanding of American history. I feel like you could learn the most from that guy for sure.
Yeah. He was obviously he was the first president, but he laid a lot of the groundwork, and specifically was like, they wanted to call him king. A lot of people wanted to, and he's like, don't call me king. He's like, there's only going to be, you know, 8 years or whatever. Like, he set a lot of these things up.
Yeah.
Helped with, like, checks and balances and whatnot. And he was obviously a great general in the army.
Yeah.
So what an amazing person to talk to for hours. But yeah, imagine telling him what U.S. is like today. What
he'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
Just blowing his mind with all the technology and politics of, you know, geopolitics of what's going on now.
Yeah.
Blows fucking mind.
Yeah.
But no to the Jesus one, huh?
Yeah, I mean,
Jesus, that's a big
I wouldn't
bite.
Say I would say no to Jesus. I just like know for sure. I just know for sure I would want George Washington. Yeah. George Washington, just like a solid lock.
Abe would also be a good one. Abe Lincoln.
I'm thinking Abe Lincoln, Jesus, and Nelson Mandela.
Ooh, Nelson Mandela is being pretty solid. Three.
Nelson Mandela.
Nah, I'm good.
That dude didn't do shit.
Maybe he should have pulled out a few times.
Jesus.
My ancestors? No, I want to talk to... Because at least from those people, I could ask my grandparents about stories about them, but...
Yeah, I think... And this might sound cheesy, but, like, I think I would pick... Gay. I would pick, like, one of the... like one of the Rothschilds that's passed away.
Whoa.
Like specifically the ones that were like involved with oil or like the Federal Reserve creation. I would definitely want to like pick their brain.
Whoa. Interesting.
Because I just think that that's like probably, it's probably just a family that's like has a long heritage line that has been like really wealthy and powerful and like also kind of goes unnoticed to a large degree compared to some other, you know, whether they're politicians or entrepreneurs in current times, like nobody talks about the Rothschilds, but it's like they've had their hands in just
global finance for 1,000 years or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, especially the lineage of like the Jewish and like the creation of, you know, monetary systems and getting away from, you know, gold standard to a fiat. Like, I feel like that family was also a part of that revolution to a degree, and they have a large influence and control over like the financial system. So I think that like maybe one, I don't know specifically who I would pick, but basically any one of the leading males that like passed away. They also had like a huge influence in like the world wars too. They'd finance both sides, shit like that. So yeah, I mean, I think like for world history, that's probably a good one for me to pick, or that's somebody who I could get behind picking. I also, I mean, it doesn't have to be all history-related things, too, but I would probably pick, like, just, like, a great-great-grandfather or something like that, just to, like, have an understanding of, I think it'd be more interesting on my dad's side, like, my dad's grandfather. That would be an interesting one.
We would need
one.
A name. The question is, like, if a genie came down right now, you don't have to tell me the name, but if you knew the name, that'd be a good place to start.
I see.
Nelson Mandela is a good
one. No, I would probably just go Nelson Mandela would be another good one. If I gun to my head, like, yeah, that's a great pick.
Gandhi.
That or Gandhi for sure.
Whoa, yeah, him too.
Mia? You haven't thought about it this whole time?
No, she's just been staring at crustaceans on the TV. And giving the dog a massage. Oh, so now the food show has traveled to Vietnam. Oh, yeah, that's Vietnam.
Alexander the Great, Leonardo da Vinci, Isaac Newton, Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan, that'd be very interesting.
Muhammad. Granted, these people don't speak English.
See, that's the thing, though. I don't know if I'd want to pick people, like even like those Greek philosophers. I don't know if I want to go that far back in history with somebody, because it's like, they probably couldn't even relate to, and like, I don't know. It's like, they don't even talk in like English the same way. How they communicate is even different.
Yeah, I don't know if for this exercise we can make it where they speak English, but obviously if you bring in Genghis Khan, he's going to be like, what the fuck is going on, first off? He's going to speak Mongolian.
Genghis, can I take a selfie with you?
Albert Einstein.
That'd be a good one.
William Shakespeare. JFK.
That would be a good one for American history. Imagine
sitting these people down, people that got assassinated, and showing them like all the conspiracies after the fact. Do you think your wife did this, sir? Or your driver?
I'm looking up the most 100 significant figures in history. Number one's Jesus. Mm-hmm. Two's Napoleon.
Dynamite?
Being interesting, huh?
Dynamite?
Yeah.
Dude, he was a historical figure in my life, you know, significant.
A great movie.
That's a fantastic movie. That's such a good comedy.
Julius Caesar. MLK.
Ooh, Christopher Columbus would be interesting.
Sure.
That would be an interesting one.
Again, for this exercise, we'll say they speak English.
Hello, my name Jeff.
I don't like those. I don't like Jell-O things.
Okay, here's another thought exercise. And I think about this sometimes, and I still don't quite have the answer. So let's say you have a ship.
Mm-hmm.
And you replace one of the planks on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's still the same ship, right?
Mm-hmm.
But say over time, eventually every board is replaced on the ship. Is it still the same ship as it started out as?
Over time,
individually, each board was replaced.
Hmm.
So is the ship still the same ship as it was years ago in the beginning?
I think you could call it the same model, but it's certain, like the same design.
No, I think if you're not changing the core structure, because
so like the chassis of the car or the frame.
Like, if you're not changing, like, the frame of the boat and just outside, like, it's still the same.
But maybe pieces of those get changed, too. I don't know. At what point is there, like, a hard, like, all right,
this is
different?
Then it's just a built boat.
I don't know. It's just, this comes from, I think, mereological study. Like, it's hard to explain, but.
I mean, I guess, like, in, like, if you can think about shoes, like, obviously, like, if you change the soles of your shoes. Like underneath, like let's say your shoes get worn down, you have to like replace it. Like it's not the same shoe anymore.
The upper is the same.
Yeah, but
it's just an exercise in thought of like, at what point does replacing something, parts of something, become a replacement of the whole thing?
Yeah, true. Well, golf club, you're gonna change the head and the shaft, and then.
That's a different club.
Or change one and the other.
I would argue the head is the club.
Yeah, facts.
But you could change the face of it. It's not realistic economically to do so, but repair. Meaning like so when people say like, oh, it's in the left side of the car, it's like, we've made that up. The car is just a car, and we've determined through language that the left side of it would be this part.
The driver's
Meanwhile, side. The car is the whole thing, though. Yeah. I don't know. It's just a...
Yeah, no, I get it.
Weird exercise and thought-provoking.
Yeah.
Rappers?
Rappers.
Okay, hold on.
We're doing this in three stages, right? You're going to let us hear a little clip of the song?
That comes last.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was wondering.
Rob, I'm useless, just so you know.
We're going to go with Roderick Davis.
Roderick Davis.
I'm going to go with Roddy Rich.
Okay. Oh, dude, that's such a good guess.
You can play as a team or you can go separate. Jesus.
I mean, I think I'm just going to go with Rob. I'm going to go with Rob on this one.
It is not Roddy Rich.
Damn it. No way.
So what was my next hint? Is where he's from?
Yeah.
Atlanta.
Thanks,
really narrows
dude.
It down, huh?
Yeah, it really narrows it down.
Roderick Davis from Atlanta.
I'm gonna ask a question, and you can
asking for a hint.
Well, I'm gonna ask a question, and you can either respond or not respond, and I would say it's fair game. Have we ever guessed this rapper yet in any of the games?
I don't know, honestly.
You don't know? Okay, that's fine.
I can't recall.
Is Rod Wave a guy?
Rod Wave is a rapper.
Can I go with him?
Okay.
Damn, Rob, you got some good ass guesses. I'm gonna go with. It's not gonna.
No, that was Sergio Kitchens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not. It's not Lil Yachty.
It's not Artavius.
It's not. Is it? Is it Ludacris? That would be my guess.
Okay. So we got Rod Wave and Ludacris. Rod Wave, I don't know if he's from Atlanta. I think he's from Florida.
Mm.
Ludacris is from Atlanta. Neither are correct.
Damn it.
Fuck. He's dark-skinned.
Oh, really?
Dark-skinned?
I never would have guessed.
I don't know if that's a good enough hint anymore. I mean, because let's be honest. A lot of these rappers are brothers.
I mean, I know, but sometimes they're not, and then that gives that away.
Does his name have a play on his actual name?
I can't say.
Well,
a lot of rappers do, but I can't say.
No, I think, don't we move to the song now or no?
No, we went to his complexion. If he was mixed, if he was white, black, light-skinned, and I said he is dark-skinned. Which, as far as rappers from Atlanta, doesn't really narrow it down, but luck of the draw there.
Quavo.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Offset.
Real original. I'm just kidding. Neither are correct.
Damn it.
So, and then I said the name of his top song last time, right?
Yeah, and then
I played it after, right? So his number one song, if I look him up, should I pick like a song I think you'll know or just like the top one in the...
Maybe.
I feel like I should pick his most iconic song, which is what I think of. And this is just him. It's a song called Lemonade.
Are you fucking serious right now?
Yeah, seriously, what the fuck?
Yeah. The song is called Lemonade.
Dude, how do we not know this
song? I just listened to the song.
Yeah, you did. Who's on that song?
Oh.
I don't listen to enough music anymore. I'm so bad. I feel like I've definitely
heard
that song, too. No, you said he's a black.
Rob asked me every time, do we know this rapper?
Ask this time. It's not Juice WRLD, is it?
No. Is it Polo? No, it's not Polo G. It's Polo G?
I need an answer. I can't just go, yeah.
Polo G's
a
good guess.
I'll go Polo G.
Polo G. Blake, what was yours?
I'm thinking.
Oh!
You got it, Rob?
No.
Fuck.
I'm between a couple people right now.
Gonna lock in an answer.
I'm gonna go with Birdman.
No, Roddy Rich is on the remix version of
Depends.
It.
Depends. What's your answer? Can't you be giving hints out? Sorry, Blake. What'd you say?
I said Birdman.
Birdman.
Okay.
Rob.
Oh.
All right, Cardi B.
Mia, what do they say before you cheers? Vietnam, they made us do it, huh?
Yo! That's what they do.
I thought there were other words besides that. Is that what it was? They made us do it in Vietnam? Okay.
A little mosey?
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
Okay, little mosey.
Like, I think that's it. But go ahead.
What'd you say, Blake?
I said Birdman, but...
Okay, I'll take Birdman and little mosey. Neither are correct.
It's not
Lil Mosey's from Seattle. Mm. Birdman is from Atlanta, I think. Or Louisiana.
Is it Rich Homie Quan?
Here is the song. I'm going to play a little segment of the song. Iconic song. Ready? Remember, the song is called Lemonade.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What's up,
buddy? Just realized he said his name, but...
What?
He said his name.
Play it again. I didn't hear it. I didn't fucking hear it.
You've heard that song before.
Man, that's...
Okay, play
that
a different song.
That beat is very iconic.
Yeah, that everyone's freestyled over that beat before. Okay, here's a segment of a different one. Ready?
I definitely really heard that song. But I'm drunk, I'm high, I'm both right now. Dude, I don't know. I'm so useless at these games. I'm actually just the worst.
Roderick Davis, a dark-skinned brother from Atlanta, has a favorite song called Lemonade, and I played two segments of his song.
How do we still not know this, Rob? I mean, I'll speak for myself. I'm just bad.
Give up. What are those fried assholes?
Yes. Yeah, I give up.
Okay, it's Gucci Mane.
Fuck. Gucci Mane. I would have never gotten it.
It's Gucci. He said that in the beginning of Lemonade.
I wasn't listening. Yeah.
It's Gucci. Said it right there. It's Gucci. Anyways.
Different song that I was thinking of.
Let's hit the trivia. Almost out of time here.
No, I ain't got no trivia today.
One rapper?
You didn't do your fucking homework?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I didn't want to do a golf trivia today, and that's all I could think of.
It didn't
of.
Have to be golf.
No, I know.
That's another rapper. Let's go.
Demario White.
Demario White.
It's kind of like Jack Mary's Tack Thera Tricks.
I watched that video today.
It's the best.
Smoochie Wallace.
Quattro, Quattro. Dan Smith, BYU. So good.
La Carpatron.
Is it Mario?
Blake, what'd you guess?
Oh, what was the name again?
Demario White.
Demario. Birdman.
For 59 minutes and 30 seconds. Okay. Demario White.
Birdman.
Mario.
Both are incorrect.
Fuck. Damn.
He's a dark-skinned brother from Memphis.
Memphis?
My music. From Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee. It's on the Mississippi River. Borders Arkansas.
I just looked at my wrist. A good time today.
Moneybag Yo.
Blake, what's your guess?
My guess is Moneybag Yo.
It is Moneybag Yo.
Fuck yeah! Let's go,
thank
baby.
You.
I didn't know the rapper's name, but I knew the lyric to the song. How about that, Rob? Team effort. Let's fucking go, dog.
I was like, I know Glorilla's from there, but it's probably not her.
Her name's not Demario.
Demario. Hopefully.
We're making merch.
Dude, that was good. Hell yeah. I feel like a little bit jazzed about it.
That one we've gotten before, yeah.
Let's wrap it up.
All right. Yeah. Well, if you guys enjoyed this episode of the Bump and Run Boys podcast, leave a like, subscribe, let us know that you're enjoying the content. This is Blake Ross.
Your boy Rob.
And Goose.
See you next week.
Peace. Peace.